You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Hey, Richard.
What's up, Logan?
Do you like the new t-shirt I'm wearing?
Wait, your shirt has a picture on it. And it has the Hey, I Got a New Book podcast logo. That is so cool. I want one.
Well, you can ask your dad to buy you one from our Tee Public store. The store has a great collection of merchandise, including t-shirts, hoodies, masks, and phone cases. It's a great way to show off support for our show.
I'll say, and that shirt looks great too. The kid on the right looks super pogi.
Pogi? What's pogi?
It's a Filipino word that means handsome.
Oh, you're right. I do look handsome. Thank you.
I said the one on the right.
Yeah, I'm the one on my right, so thanks.
No, I meant my right.
You should have said that.
Do they have stickers and mugs?
Yep, they even have pillows so you can lay your head down each night and fall asleep looking at me.
And end up having nightmares!
Hey, that's not nice.
So, how do our listeners and I get to the store?
Just go to our website, www.heygotanewbook.com, and click on the merchandise link.
Cool, I'm going to order today.
Awesome. Now, I think we better get back to the show, though.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Dusty, cue the music.
Welcome to the Hey, I've Got a New Book podcast, starring Logan D. and Richard S. Today's book is The Dragon Thief by Zeta Elliott. And now, here's Richard and Logan.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, Logan.
Guess what?
I know. You got a new book.
Hey, I'm supposed to say that.
You were the one who said, guess what?
Well, yes, but it could have been anything.
True, but given that we are recording our podcast, I felt pretty comfortable in guessing you got a new book.
Right, but the podcast is called Hey, Got a New Book, not I Know You Got a New Book.
All right, you got me there, so go ahead.
Richard!
What?
Hey, I got a new book.
You don't say. Who would have thought? So what is it?
The Dragon Thief.
Hey! Isn't that a sequel to Dragons in a Bag?
Yep, and it's written by Zeta Elliott.
Awesome!
Richard, do you remember much about the first book that you can share a synopsis with our listeners who may not be up to date?
Sure, Logan. In the first book, Jackson is sent to spend the day with Ma, his grandmother. But after spending just a little bit of time with her, he discovers that she's a witch.
Yes. And not a witch with a green face and pointy hat.
No, she isn't. And she has three dragons that she got from a friend in Madagascar. Ma keeps the dragons in a mink case in a bag. And she asks Jackson to help take care of them and assist in delivering the baby dragons to a magical world where they'll be safe. But there are two rules when it comes to dragons. Don't let them out of the bag, and don't feed them any sweets. But in their attempt to get the dragons back to the magical world, Jack's friends, Kavita and Vic, break the rules. The book ends with Kavita having stolen one of the dragons.
And that is where book two begins, with Kavita.
Sweet! So Kavita stole one of the dragons. What does she do with it?
She tries to find a cage for it to live in.
Why does she want to keep it in a cage?
To keep it as a pet.
In your opinion, is it safe to keep a dragon as a pet?
Depends whether it breathes fire or not, and how big it is.
So if it doesn't breathe fire and it's not that big, is it okay for you? Is it okay for you to keep it as a pet?
Yeah.
And if it's really big and blows fire, it isn't okay for you to keep it as a pet?
Yeah, if it's really big and doesn't breathe fire, it's still not okay to keep it as a pet.
Okay. Does Kavita find a cage?
Yes, but she gets caught by her auntie trying to get it.
Who is auntie?
An aunt.
Who's it?
Kavita's aunt.
Okay. How does auntie react when she sees the dragon?
She doesn't seem like that surprised that it's a dragon. And it's actually the new dragons were real and I've seen one before.
I thought for me that she was surprised. When Kavita said it was a dragon, she like wiped her eyes, put on her glasses, and then tried to see closer up.
Well, yeah, because if you have blurry eyes, you're not going to really see the description of a dragon.
But that also might see that she might be surprised. Okay, what does the dragon do when Auntie sees it?
It like goes to her.
Goes to who?
It goes to Auntie, like Auntie's a old friend.
Like, the dragon knows her?
Kind of.
Has the dragon changed any since book one?
Well, it's only got bigger. It used to be like 1 inch, but now it's 1 foot.
Yeah, as big as like a baby kitten, pretty sure. Yeah, that's what it said.
What's a cat got to do with a dragon?
It said that how big it was, as big as a cat. Or a kitten. And for some odd reason, it acts like a kitten.
So it's a dritten.
Does the dragon have a name?
Well, yep, Kavita named it Mo. Sometimes it answers to that name, but not always.
But that's cool, though, that does answer to it. Why did Kavita take the dragon?
Probably because she thought it was cute and wanted to keep it as a pet.
Did the dragon imprint on Kavita?
I don't recall if it said so in the book. I would assume that since you gave it a name, fed it and treated it like a pet, that it would imprint with her.
What did Kavita decide to do with the dragon?
She tried to take it to its home.
Does she know where the dragon's home is?
No, but Auntie does.
How does Auntie know?
Because she has a friend named Bajan, and he's an astrologer, and he lives in Queens, and so they have to travel to Queens and go to him.
What's an astrologer?
Like a guy that studies planets.
Okay. While all this is going on, what are Jackson and Vic doing?
They're trying to get a mint container open that has a butterfly in it from Sis, but Kenny comes and helps them get the tin open.
It isn't really a butterfly, is it?
No, it's actually a fairy. And its name is Jeff.
That's kind of a funny name.
To Jeff, it might think Richard's a funny name.
Well, fair enough. What is so special about the butterfly or a fairy?
We just said it's special because it's actually a fairy.
Okay.
And it helps them find the dragon.
How does the fairy help them find the dragon?
It opens like a little portal that they can talk to their friend Elroy. And he gives them a little bit of information.
Does he give them anything else information? Like, what information?
Like, who to talk to.
And who did he say?
This guy named Blue.
Who's Blue?
Blue is a guy with a bunch of tattoos on him. But these tattoos are actually magical creatures that came to the realm, and he like took them in.
And is he blue?
Yes, and he's kind of magical, like Trouble or Ma.
How's he magical?
Like, he can teleport them and use the guardhouse.
Now, in the first book, we learned that Ma can teleport people into different places. Why don't they just asked Ma to help them teleport to where the dragon is?
Because she's in a weird sleep-like state for like a couple of months. Like a coma.
What's a coma?
A coma is like where your brain can't send messages to the rest of your body, and so you're like frozen there.
So like you're kind of like asleep for a really long time?
Yes.
Okay. Why do they not take her to a doctor if she's in a coma?
Because they think she's just sleeping.
What about what she says every time?
Oh, yeah. She didn't want any doctors. She just didn't have a good relationship with doctors.
Did she yell something about doctors?
She said no doctors.
So how do they get to the dragon?
They go and talk to a character named Nate.
Who is Nate? Have we met him before?
Nate is a giant talking rat. And yes, we have met him before, but we forgot to add him in the last podcast.
What? There's a talking rat?
Not only a rat, but there's also a talking pigeon.
Why can the pigeon talk?
Because it's magical.
Obviously, but can you tell us more?
No, I can't. It's just magical.
Okay, back to the story. So, are there a lot of steps for Jackson to rescue Mo the dragon?
Yes, and more and more steps come along the way.
Why do more and more steps come along the way?
Well, because he, like, is going through something, and then to, like, figure it out. Like, originally there was two steps, and it was find Mo and then take him back to the realm of magic. And then after that, as he started to do number one, things got more and more complicated.
Okay, I thought it kind of was like three steps because, like, first let's go find Nate, and then, yeah. I don't want you to spoil the book, but do we get a solid ending, or does this continue into another book?
It gives a solid ending, like a brick wall.
Logan, this book sounds like it was a long trip with lots of cool magic. How many chicken nuggets would you give it?
5.
Why?
Well, because I looked on this one, how they had a lot of steps. Because originally it seemed like it was going to be easier, but as it got more complicated, I got more interested into the story. How about you, Richard? What did you think about the book?
I would give it 5 chicken nuggets because I was happy about the ending, on how it ended. What did you like best about the book?
My favorite part's in the ending that I don't want to say, it'll spoil.
Yeah, mine too.
That's cool. Maybe after the podcast, we could discuss our favorite parts to each other.
Perfect. Anything you want to add for our listeners about this book?
Nope. How about you?
Yes. And the third book's going to be The Witches in Practice. This has been the Hey, Got a New Book podcast. I'm Richard S.
Yeah, that's right. It's not the I Know You Got a New Book podcast. It's the Hey, You Got a New Book podcast. And I'm Logan D.
Yeah. Check out our show's website at heygotanewbook.com.
Follow us on Twitter at heygotabook.
Listen to us on the EMC Podcast Network.
And most podcast listening sites.
Leave us a rating and review at Podchaser, Apple, or Stitcher.
Yes, because it helps promote our show.
Check out our Facebook page, Hey, Got a New Book podcast.
Yeah, and if you have a book you'd like us to review, send us an email at heygotanewbook@gmail.com.
And if you do, we might give you a shout-out or even ask you to join us for an episode.
And lastly, check out our Tee Public store and get yourself some Hey Got a New Book podcast merch.
Be sure to get your very own copy of The Dragon Thief by Zeta Elliott at your local bookstore or check it out from your library.
But we're just supporting your local bookstores and keeping them in business.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.